From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The first public hearing on Columbia's fiscal 2020 budget will be held tonight. The proposed city budget is $485 million. The hearing will be held during the regular city council meeting. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the council chambers at the Daniel Boone Building. Interim City Manager John Glasscock presented the budget proposal in late July. His main focus is to raise city salaries to competitive rates. The Columbia Missourian Report's chairs of the Commission on Cultural Affairs, the Housing and Community Development Commission, the Human Services Commission, and other advisory boards will speak about the budget proposal. The budget predicts $455.6 million in revenue, which includes a projected 1.75% decline in sales tax revenue. The city will use money from its reserves to cover the difference between the projected revenue and spending. Residents can also have their voices heard at public hearings on the budget at the Council's September 3rd and September 16th meetings. Missouri Democrats believe they can bounce back after three dismal election cycles in a row. That was the key takeaway from the Missouri Democratic Party's Truman Day Dinner, which was held in St. Louis Saturday. It featured State Auditor Nicole Galloway making her first major speech since announcing her 2020 gubernatorial bid. Galloway says she can help lead the Democrats back to power after the GOP won most of Missouri's statewide offices. Galloway says Parson is, quote, not a bad guy, but simply not being Eric Greitens is too low of a bar, end quote. Parson is expected to announce his 2020 gubernatorial run in the coming weeks. The Missouri Public Defender's Office plans to use text messages as a new way to remind defendants of their court dates. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the project is designed to prevent defendants from facing jail time for missing court dates. The program will begin in Columbia, Jefferson City, St. Louis, Troy, and Kennett. In some Missouri courts, defendants can face failure to appear charges and jail time if they don't attend scheduled court hearings. They may instead receive bills to cover their time in jail. Later this month, a new state law will go into effect that will stop courts from jailing people who haven't paid previous jail debts. A top Missouri prosecutor says he doesn't believe women seeking abortions will be charged with felonies under a new state law. Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys President Tim Lomar says it's clear to prosecutors that lawmakers were not looking to charge pregnant women when the law was passed. Lomar says he can't imagine any prosecutor in their right mind would prosecute pregnant women under the new law. The law will become active August 28th. It bars abortions at or after 8 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for rape or incest. Critics say the law will target women who are 8 weeks or more pregnant who go out of state for a medication abortion, then take the pill in Missouri. Republican lawmakers who drafted the bill disagree. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.